Good afternoon and welcome to the Elder Care Show. I'm your host, Kira Reginato, and I'm what they call an elder care manager. I own a company that I call LIFE, which stands for Living Ideas for Elders. And on the Elder Care Show, I choose a topic for the month, and then every week I bring you a guest on that topic. We give out some resource numbers so you can keep a pen and paper handy. And if you miss any of the numbers, you can call me at my office at 707-762-LIFE, and I'll give them to you. Well, February brings us to a new topic. We're calling it To Move or Not to Move. And I'll tell you, this is a big deal right now. This and driving are probably two of the big questions I get in my private practice every day. Many of my adult children think that it is time for mom or dad to move. And then when I go to meet with the parents, they tell me, absolutely not. I am going to age here till I die. I am not moving. I don't have an agenda for these shows. I just want to talk about these topics. I help people move. I help people stay home. I really look at what the client wants to do. But I think it's important to look at the factors why someone would be resisting a move. I think it'll really help our adult children to talk about those. So that's what I'm devoting the first show this month to. And I am so pleased to have on as my guest today Donna Roberts. She's the president and founder of a company called Ultimate Moves that does indeed help people move, but she really understands the psychological factors that go into it. She's been doing it for many years. Donna's actually been on the Today Show several times, and she's also a regular speaker in the Bay Area. She's written a couple of books, which she's going to share with us as we move along, and she's going to come on this week and next, so if we don't get through all the points and things we want to talk about today, she's coming back. Donna, thanks for being here.
You're very welcome. I'm excited about it.
Yeah. Well, let's explore some of those reasons that you have published in your book that a senior might say, I am not ready yet, or I do not want to move.
Well, I've come up with eight components, and the eight components are fear, denial, anger, change, the move, downsizing, the emotional aspect, and your attitude. And I think all those eight really, really make a difference in the reasons that people move, because they always say, I'm not ready yet.
Okay.
So the fear is the first one.
And you said that when I was looking at your book, you said that the resistance that seniors show is really an expression of their fear and their hope that no one knows they're afraid. I found that so poignant.
Yeah, I think they're embarrassed sometimes. And some of the things that I hear all the time, somebody told me the other day, which I thought was great. She said, everybody fears losing their independence if they move, but what they really fear is losing their privacy, which I thought was very interesting. And someone else said, I don't want to give up. It was the fear of giving up. And, you know, you're not giving up. But that's the way some people look at it. And the third part about fear that I heard from a lady was she was afraid she wasn't going to be accepted. And I never even thought about that. You know, I just thought you just move and you make friends. And she was afraid she wasn't going to be accepted.
And if someone has historically been a loner and or their husband or wife died many years ago and they really have led more of a solitary life, that's got to be looming even bigger in their life about how they're going to matriculate into this new building.
Sure, because they've lived where they live. They don't have to put themselves out. They don't have to do anything they don't want to do, and they're afraid. And I think that it really keeps people from making the right decision.
Let's talk a little bit about denial.
Denial. Well, I can tell you what happens. Here's a person that I was going to move, who was going to move seven times. Signed up, pulled back, signed up, pulled back. He had a stroke. He called the community. He said, I want to move in now. And they said, I'm sorry, you can't, because you've had a stroke and we can't take you.
I see. He had been looking at these places before he had the stroke.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
For years. But he kept saying, oh, I don't need it. But you know, he noticed that he was not feeling very well. And so when you start seeing signs of change in your health, you know, you better start looking at it, because that's the denial that happens.
And I think when I meet with people, as I say, it's usually in their late 80s or early 90s before they really need an elder care manager. And I think that they want to eke it out in their own home. As crappy as the quality of life might be, they think, maybe I just have a year left. Why bother to move?
Right. Well, I think that's true. But I think what happens in that circumstance is many times they start depending on their children for things that their children just can't do for them or have the time to do for them.
Well, and that's a real reality check, because I hear from people, I don't want to be a burden to my kids.
Right.
And yet, in fact, little by little, they're taking dribs and drabs of their time.
Yeah, then they are. They're more of a burden. You know, they're not willing to do what they need to do.
And so it's sort of their responsibility to make some decisions so that those decisions aren't going to fall on the kids little by little to start taking care of all the pieces at home.
Yeah, you know, I think of my dad, who always said, I'm going to go out of here feet first.
Mm-hmm.
But my mother had had a stroke, and she was miserable, and she needed socialization, and he was out and about. So we finally talked him into moving, but it wasn't easy.
Well, that brings us to change, right? Or do you want to hit anger first?
Well, I think anger just is the fact that people are upset they're getting older. They're upset that they really even have to think about this. You know, somebody said, how dare this age thing happen to me,
mm-hmm.
which I think was kind of cute. But again, you know, the anger isn't going to help you. But I think that camouflages, you know, if you can be angry, then you've got something to do. You know what I mean? Then you don't have to
think
about
it. It's a life force.
Yeah, you don't have to think about anything else. So then comes the change. Why people don't like change. Nobody likes change. What I always tell people is how we cope with change in our life is directly related to how much control we will have in our lives.
Say more about that, because I think that's an important point.
Well, if we are in denial and we are fearful, and we don't like change, and we don't do anything about it when we see things happening to us, it's just like the gentleman that had the stroke. He lost control of his life because he wasn't willing to accept the changes he was seeing.
But how do we know when it's not premature to be moving, right? I mean, if I'm 88, I could have a stroke tomorrow, or I could die tomorrow. So are people hedging their bets that they're just going to...
I think that's funny that you should use 88 because it used to be 78, you know? And that's so funny. I know, I think the smart people, and I always ask people why they move when they move, and this one woman said, listen, it's time. I know it. And I just think that I should make the choice and do it and enjoy the life I have left in a surrounding with people and things to do. And she said, it's my choice, but it's the right time. That's a great attitude.
She's embracing the idea of it's in her control. She's doing it when she wants to. She's chosen a place. She's looked at places.
Right.
Yeah. I think certainly people having choosing it and not having it forced upon them is absolutely the best way to go.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good note for us to go to break. Why don't you give out your information for people to contact you if they want to have a conversation about this or use you to talk about moving?
Okay, well, my website is ultimatemoves.net so that they can see what I'm about. My phone number is, my cell phone, which is my business number, is a 510, even though I live in Marin, it's 510-703-7476.
Good.
And that's my phone number.
And I am talking with Donna Roberts, who's president and founder of Ultimate Moves, a company in Marin that really manages the move from start to finish. And today we're looking at the psychological factors of why your loved one might say they do not want to move. And I think it's really important to start the month with this show. I'm your host, Kira Reginato. You're listening to The Elder Care Show, and we'll be right back after this break.
Garden, digging the weeds. Who could ask for more? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
While it may not be a comfortable topic, transitioning into a nursing home for a loved one, a friend, or yourself can lead to a bright future. There are currently 1.5 million nursing home patients across the country, as well as countless family members caring for their loved ones at home. There are many options for people in need of extended care. Golden Living Centers, a leader in long-term care, has 4 living centers here in the Wine Country. All are warm, inviting, and providing outstanding care. With a continuum care approach, including both short and long-term care, personalized care planning, specialty strength training programs specifically designed for the older adult, hospice care, and respite care. Golden Living Centers understand the difficulty making these transitions and is there every step of the way. We are here to help. We are here to serve. We are Golden Living Centers. For more information, please visit us online at goldenlivingcenters.com.
Experience the golden difference.
Honey, when are you going to fix that car and get it out of the driveway?
Honey, I told you, we can't afford the parts right now.
Can't afford the parts? Then just go to Creams.
Go to Creams?
Yes, go to Creams.
Don't scream. I'll call Creams.
At Creams Auto Dismantlers, we have parts for all sorts of cars and for a lot less than buying new. See, what we do is buy junk cars, take out the parts that are still good, and sell them to you for a great price. And we have access to a network of over 2,000 scrap yards throughout the country, so we can find the parts you're looking for, no matter what it is.
And what about that old van?
I think that old van's beyond repair.
Then get it out of...
Don't scream. Cream, I'll call Creams.
Got a junk car? We'll buy it from you and recycle the junk metal. We've been recycling steel and scrap metal since 1976, and we'll be glad to take yours off your hands.
Honey!
Don't scream. Call Creams at 546-7553. 546-7553.
Yes! Go to Creams!
Creams Auto Dismantlers off Airport Boulevard.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. It's all right.
And we're back. You're listening to the Elder Care Show. I'm your host, Kira Reginato, and I'm in with Donna Robbins, who's the president and founder of Ultimate Moves. Our studio number is 636-1350 if you have a question for us. Donna's the author of a couple of books, and one of them, called Moving Mom and Dad, actually had a checklist that outlined sort of when it's time to consider a move. Donna, do you want to talk a little bit about the actual move and why that's a component of why people might say they're not ready to move yet?
Well, sure, I'd love to. I think the first thing is the thought of the move is so overwhelming that they can't even go past that. But it was interesting because one of my clients said to me once that the thought of the move is actually worse than the move itself.
Yeah.
Because you worry needlessly, you fixate on a few things that you can't get off of, you know, and then you don't do what you need to do. That's the first thing.
Do you think that's more true in this age group than with my age group or somebody during their early career years?
Oh, absolutely. I had a gal that called me probably twice a day for 2 weeks to make sure that her mother's buffet would fit in the apartment she was moving to. I mean, she never did anything else except worry about whether that, and I'd already told her it would, but she could not get her arms around it, you know? It was hysterical.
I need to hear things more than once sometimes, too, especially if it's an emotional issue.
Right. Well, this was like 20 times, but anyway. But I think just for the move, just to, you know, quickly go over it, is the move is important and you need to have a plan.
Yes.
People go into it just willy-nilly with no thought to it, and they're just freaking out. And if you have a plan and you jot down the plan so that you can put it on your refrigerator, just have a plan. And then you'll be able to go through that plan, and it won't be just this scattered, open-ended thought process,
yeah.
You know, which is important.
That's good advice.
Yep. So the downsizing is the next one, and that's probably the thing that keeps people from moving.
The most?
The most,
okay.
I would say.
Okay.
And I always tell people, when you're downsizing, to love it or lose it. Don't love it, lose it.
That's how I decide to buy things. Kira, do you love it? Nah, don't buy it.
Right. No, it's true. But somebody, I did a seminar yesterday, and somebody said that it's about yourself, that when you give things away, sometimes they feel like they're giving away part of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's so true, you know. And there have been articles written about that. how you're giving away your past, you know, and you don't know what your future is going to be. So people want to hold on to that. And that's why downsizing seems to be such a hard thing for people to do.
Well, and I think there's that idea of going from a single-family home to an apartment, studio, or one-bedroom that conceptually seems completely overwhelming. What will I decide to take? And I think that's where a company like Ultimate Moves really can be of service to somebody.
Oh, yeah, because I'll come out and look at your furniture, draw a floor plan, you know, and you need to have the drawing of the room that you're going to, or the apartment you're going to be moving to. But, you know, if you stop and think how you live your life, you live in a den or living room with a TV. You live in your bedroom, the kitchen, and the bathroom. So that's easily two rooms and a little kitchen and bathroom. And when I talk about that, people just are amazed that, you know, I always say to people, how do you live in your house? And they always say, I live in the den, the bedroom, and the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so generally when people move, they move to a one-bedroom, you know, a small one-bedroom, something like that. That's exactly what they're using.
And I have a lot of clients that actually spend a lot of time sleeping in their recliner if they have a lot of health issues.
Right.
So it's really a matter of just the living room with the recliner and the kitchen and obviously the bathroom. They don't really even utilize their bedrooms much. It's interesting.
Well, I don't know about you. The older I get, the less space I need.
Yes, absolutely.
And so people can live easily in a studio with a wall bed if they don't want a bed and, you know, a chair, a little sofa, a table, and a TV. And you don't need much more than that, especially in a community, because you have all the common areas and you have, you know, activities and meals and things like that.
Well, I think then also we're looking at the emotional factors that go into moving, because obviously you're making logical points, but there's obviously a sticking point that's an emotional argument about moving.
Well, I think the biggest one is leaving your home, you know. But I want to tell you, I'm an Army brat. I moved 18 times before I was 21.
Okay.
And my mother always said to me, you can always make a house a home.
Oh.
And, you know, she did. Every time we moved, our house was just fabulous, and it felt like home. So I think that it's true. People sometimes are prisoners in their home for some reason, you know? So you can always make a house a home, and I think that's something people need to think about, you know?
Tell me a little bit. I know that pride and ego sort of come up when you're looking at, you know, the daughter or son is pushing you to move. My senior doesn't want to move. They don't want to lose control. But it's also that I don't want to sort of, I think some of my seniors don't want to give in because of the parent-child conflict dynamic.
Yes.
You know, who is my daughter to tell me that it's time for me to go, right? I don't know how I'm going to hear that if that comes up with my daughter and I. But I'm trying to, you know, pride and ego sort of factor in there, don't they?
Well, I think they definitely do, and that's why it's easier for someone that's not a member of the family to talk to people. Because I know I was a senior move manager when I moved my parents. My dad always argued with me about the fact it was a terrible move, and I didn't do anything right. And he said if I'd had a professional to help me, it would have been great.
Oh, no.
And I said, Dad, I am a professional. But I was his daughter.
Yeah.
And he did not like the fact that I was trying to tell him how to run his life. and I really wasn't, but that's how he perceived it.
Absolutely.
Know?
That's where I have so much more ground. I come in and my kids will say, I told you the same thing. You know, I'm a neurosurgeon, Dad. Why aren't you listening to me? It's because, like, you're my son or daughter. You are not Kira, who's a professional. It cracks me up.
I know. Isn't it true?
Well, why don't you give out your phone number, your website, and mention your book so that if people want some help looking at these factors in those forms, they can get it.
All right. Well, you can get both my books, Moving Mom and Dad and On the Road of Life, Drive Yourself, on my website, ultimatemoves.net. And my Marin phone number is 415-924-7762. And my cell is 510-703-7472. 7-6.
Thank you. You're listening to the Elder Care Show. I'm your host, Kira Reginato, and I'm here with Donna Robbins today. I don't know why I want to do that.
Okay.
Who's president and founder of Ultimate Moves. We're at 636 1350 in the studio if you have a question for Donna, and we'll be right back after this break.
I could be handy mending a fuse when your lights have gone. You can knit a sweater by the fireside. Sunday mornings go for a ride. Doing the garden, digging the weeds. Who could ask for more? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
No matter the circumstances, you can count on Golden Living Centers to be there for you. There is a reason that Golden Living Centers are the finest choice for your loved ones. Patients and residents enjoy more independence, privacy, and choice. Going on a vacation? Need a break or just some relief? Golden Living Center offers respite care for your loved one. Whether your health care needs are short and simple in nature or more complex and long-term, they can provide the quality care you need and deserve. Their skilled nursing, medical, and short-term rehabilitative care, in addition to their innovative long-term care, is designed to help you achieve the best outcomes possible. Whether you need short-term therapy after surgery or you or a family member need more complex medical care, they provide a comprehensive, customized plan that enhances and promotes well-being. The beautiful wine country is home to four of their 24-hour skilled living centers. For more information, visit online at goldenlivingcenters.com. Experience the golden difference.
Kozlowski Farms invites you to visit the farm. The Farm Store, located 1 mile south of Forestville on Gravenstein Highway 116, just 15 minutes west of Santa Rosa. Select from Kozlowski Farms' vast array of specialty foods, all made in the Russian River Valley of Sonoma County. There are old-fashioned jams, no sugar products, berry vinegars, chipotle sauces, organic foods, and a lot more. While you're there, enjoy a delicious Kozlowski Farms fruit pie tart or cookie. The Kozlowski Farms Bakery has fresh baked pies daily. Order from 20 varieties of pies or try the baker's choice of the day and take it home fresh or frozen. Kozlowski Farms is open daily from 9 to 5. Call 887-1587. That's 887-1587 for your free mail order catalog or shop online at kozlowskifarms.com or kzfarms.com. Look for Kozlowski Farms products at your neighborhood grocery store. Kozlowski Farms, they don't claim to make the most. Only the best.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. I say it's all right.
And we're back. You're listening to the Elder Care Show. I'm Kira Reginato, your host, and I'm here with Donna Robbins today, who's president and founder of Ultimate Moves. We're talking about eight factors that might be involved when your loved one, an older mom or dad or aunt or uncle, says, I don't want to move, or I'm not ready yet. Stop bothering me. And we're looking at the factors, and we're to the point of attitude. Donna, why don't we talk a little bit about how that influences the decision?
All right. Well, I think it in two ways. There's a negative attitude that influences it and a positive attitude. And the negative attitude is funny because one of the big things people say is, I don't like the food. I'm not going to like the food. I'm not going to like anybody. Everybody has gray hair.
Right.
You know, I'm too old to change. But I have to tell you a funny story. I had a couple in my audience, and at the end of the show, the man came up to me and said, you know, I have to tell you something. One day I came home from work or from what I was doing, and there was a sign on the kitchen door that said, kitchen closed forever. Now, he didn't want to move, and she did because he was, you know, complaining about the food. So he goes to his wife. He says, "What does this mean?" And she said, "What part of that don't you understand?"
We're moving,
so,
honey.
Yeah. So he said,
it.
"Okay." 2 weeks later, they signed the contract because there was no way he was going to shop and cook.
And she'd had it, and she couldn't motivate him any other way.
Yeah. And so she said, "Kitchen closed forever." I thought that was the cutest story.
I love it.
You know, I thought it was great. So. Anyway, those are, you know, all the gray hair thing, people say, everybody has gray hair. Well, you know, this person that says that has gray hair.
I know.
So it's so funny because it doesn't matter what color your hair is. You're still the same person inside. You still have interesting stories. You've had an interesting life, you know.
Well, and also the fact of the matter is if someone thinks their life is really full, in fact, they're home alone all day. There's nobody to really talk to. They're eating by themselves and watching TV.
Right.
So I don't see great quality of there that they might be giving up, and they might experience a rebirth because they get reconnected in a social way with people and they have something going on to talk to others about every day. Or if your daughter calls at the end of the day, you've actually done something.
Yeah, well, that's the positive side. The positive side is more socialization, for sure, and more security. I had a gentleman that had 7 locks on his front door and his back door, and he had a stroke. This isn't the same person. And they didn't find him for a day because he couldn't get to the door, and his newspaper piled up, and his neighbors knew that he always came out at 7 in the morning to get the newspaper. So they had called the fire department, and they had to beat the door down. He was so afraid living in his home.
Yeah.
And anyway, so here's more security. You move, you don't have to worry about that.
Right. Right. You've got somebody, yeah.
You know, you've got people to take care of you if something happens. You know, and new friends. I mean, there are all kinds of positives to it.
Well, we're going to be looking at the pros and cons for deciding whether or not to make a move when you come next week. I want you to go ahead and give out your information. Tell them about the 2 books.
Okay. Well, the first book, Moving Mom and Dad, I wrote it because there were so many kids involved, but it really is for any senior that's thinking about moving.
Okay.
And it's just a kind of a Bible for making the move, or should you make the move. And then On the Road of Life, Drive Yourself, is about controlling your life as you age. There's a workbook in it, and it's a little bit about staying in your home, the safety issues, what you can do to involve yourself in the community if you stay at home, and then if you move, how can you do it yourself if you want to? There are guidelines and charts and all kinds of things to fill out about how you could do it yourself.
And if they want to get those books, where do they call or where do they go online?
Just go to my website, ultimatemoves.net, and I have PayPal on there, and they can get them on the website.
Great. Thank you very much for looking at these 8 components that go into not being ready.
Well, you're welcome.
Look
this
forward
was fun.
To having you next week. I want to let people know about something fun that's going on tomorrow. It is National Elder Engagement Day at Odd Fellows Hall in Santa Rosa from 10 to 3:30. I am going to be there, and it's a hands-on event for seniors and people who love them, and it's going to showcase ways that elders can engage life to improve their health and enjoyment. There are going to be different experiential booths with professionals offering everything from legal advice and alternative healing to brain health and nutrition ideas. I really want to encourage people to go. It's a wonderful new way of finding out what's available for seniors in the community and how they can feel empowered and connected. If you have questions, you can call Chance Massaro at 526-9196. That's 526-9196. If you missed any of the phone numbers, you can call me at 762-LIFE because I want to help you.